escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get your mind tuned in. Let's go be world champions.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley because we've got news that has been happening all day long with our Braves. And Grant, before we get into tonight's matchup, more injury news. So let's start with this injury to Schwelly. And what do we know? What do we know about his potential return? And what have been the corresponding moves for the Braves?
Well, the hope is that he's going to pitch again this year. But obviously, when you're talking about a fracture in the elbow, it's going to be a delicate situation, a touch-and-go situation, a wait-and-see situation for him. But he was obviously dejected when we got the chance to talk to him a couple of hours ago. I mean, you look at what he meant to this Braves team, what he was doing for this club. The All-Star honors, I think, were probably in the offing for him, and maybe he still will get that as kind of a I don't know what you'd call it. It won't be much of a consolation, but it would certainly be validation for how good he's been. But the bottom line is he's not going to be able to help the Braves every fifth day, and it only makes this rotation thinner. And that's something that he discussed, that, hey, look, I mean, we knew when Chris Sale went down how much more was going to be asked of us. And now to not be able to go out there and contribute to that, it sucks. And that is probably the best way to put it. And I think that the Braves are going to have to continue to, you know, try to find options. But as you look at this season overall, I mean, the question that was being asked a lot, I think, around the clubhouse and around this team at this point, when you lose a Sale and you lose a Schwellenbach on top of everything else, and you factor in last year's injury woes, have they been snake bit? Because they certainly got to feel like it. And there's just no real easy answer for how exactly you're going to fill the shoes when you have lost four starters from your opening day rotation. You lost Ronaldo Lopez, you lost Chris Sale, you lost Spencer Schwellenbach, you lost A.J. Smith-Shawver. Not many clubs are able to overcome something like that.
And I hate to, you know, get into the whole idea of how you move from here now, Grant, but what about a guy like Marcell Ozuna, who, of course, with his 10-5 designation, because he's a veteran, he could sign off or nix a trade. Would you think, because his contract now is coming up, this is one of those options that that Alex will certainly explore between now and the trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but you're not going to get much for him, if anything, because everybody knows that he's damaged goods at this point, I feel like, with the hip, which right. has been well-documented. And if you want to look at the numbers, not many clubs are going to be clamoring to go out there and overpay for a guy who has really been going through it the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, can you consider that kind of stuff? Sure. I mean, is it possible? Yeah, I mean, I think we know the, you know, the handful of guys that they're not interested in trading at all, and anybody else on an expiring contract, of course, you'll listen if somebody calls you. But I just don't see anything that the Braves have right now of high value in terms of, you know, if you trade in guys during bad seasons trying to move contracts, well, then you're probably just going to get whatever salary relief might come with it and very little else. And I don't know that the Braves are ready to, you know, encounter that kind of an undertaking, if you will. And I know that wasn't necessarily the question, but just in the line of thinking about selling, I just don't look at the Braves and think, oh yeah, they're a target-rich environment for other teams looking to buy. The Braves have kind of been going through it individually and collectively, and it might just be better to try to maybe walk that line between doing a little bit of selling and also a little bit of restocking for next year.
And just real quick as a follow-up, did he tweak himself last night? On the last at bat, it didn't look good.
No, Snit said that he was just having some lower leg cramping, so not anything to do with the hip, and he's back in there today, so I would imagine he's probably doing okay.
Well, Money Harris snapped a streak. Trying to find some positives. And before I get to Profar with you, the Money Harris situation, the 2 days of him sitting, you feel like it did him some good?
I'll have to see a larger sample size, to be honest. But hopefully it was that mental reset that he needs, because physically I know he's been going through all of the processes to try to hit his way out of this. But, you know, baseball, as I've talked about earlier with Andy and Randy, is a very mental game. And, you know, you'll carry your successes and more so your failures with you to the plate. And you kind of have to, I think, you know, be able to separate from that, but also be in that moment, concentrate on that game plan and make good swing decisions. And that's something I think he's working very hard to do. And sometimes just taking a little step back, watching the game, seeing it slow down a bit for you can be helpful. So hopefully last night was the start of a little something for Michael Harris with that triple.
It is our man Grant McCauley, guys, as the Braves squander a great effort from Grant Holmes last night. And again, he's certainly done what he's been asked to do. Dellis Santos last night, the pen, it seems like it rains but it pours when you need some help, and they just couldn't provide it.
Yeah, they couldn't. But again, as I've said many times this year, it's hard for me to look at the pitching staff that, you know, they gave up 4 runs, sure, but that's not an insurmountable deficit. The fact that they all came in the eighth inning wasn't great, but you get shut out, you're not going to win. And I think that this is just another one you could lay at the feet of the offense, because they had opportunities. And if we're being honest, the Angels had even more opportunities, because they left a lot of guys on base last night. So the game could have been a lot worse. I'm not saying last Friday's Phillies game bad, but it definitely could have been worse than it was last night.
All right, Grant, let's talk about Profar coming back. And you know, what's your expectations? He looked good in AAA, and Gwinnett, I think it was 12 or 13 games.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he hit well over 300. He had a lot of extra base hits, and, you know, he made the most of his couple of weeks down there to get himself ready. And now you just got to hope that he's anywhere close to what was advertised when you signed him to a 3-year, $42 million contract over the winter. We heard from Jurickson Profar before the game. He was contrite in terms of, you know, taking responsibility for what he puts in his body and mistakes. But, you know, it's just kind of, I think, you know, everybody wants to have the help. And I think they don't want to move on from the situation. But it's just another one of those that we've seen countless times in baseball and in other sports as well, where, well, how did this happen? Well, I don't know. Something was in some other thing that I took, but nobody ever really seems to take full responsibility for, you know, what may have actually been the case. And I wasn't there. I don't know. But the speculation about it is fair. And I don't know. Sometimes you just feel like the explanations for it, the words just ring hollow when you hear it over and over and over again from different guys. Maybe there was something in a supplement that shouldn't have been there that was, you know, not to his knowledge, but it's just hard to look at it and take those kind of things at face value when you've heard it for so many years.
Grant McCauley is with us, guys, talking about the Bravos and the latest news today. We find out that Spencer Schwellenbach has got a busted up elbow, and it's going to take a minute. And he talked about, I knew you were there for the interview, talking about the velocity and feeling something not right after his last outing. Grant, the other thing about today, we played a soundbite with Brian Snicker, where he kind of basically says hitters are dealing with too much stuff. And sounded like it's almost like an indictment of the modern baseball approach. Is that directed at his hitting instructor? At the people who hired his hitting instructor? Is it just simply for his players?
No.
But he really did. It was music to our ears. So what was that about?
Right. I mean, and I'll tell you this, just in a general sense, and this can be unpopular, but I really don't care. But when you look at guys that go out to play the game, I'm all for all the technology you need to prepare and get ready for the game. But once we get out there, why do you need all of the iPads and everything else? I know the answer to that. It's a rhetorical question. I get it. That's where we are. It's 2025, and maybe I'm old man yells at cloud, and I didn't even realize it. But there's just a lot of technology in the game at all times, and I'm not sure that it's always as helpful to drown yourself in that all of the time. But again, you know, maybe there's no wrong way to do it. Maybe it has nothing to do with it, and it's just anecdotal that it happens to be there. And, you know, it's not easy to get separation from it. I'll put it that way. Like, to stay more so in your process as a player and less in the analysis part of it, which is completely and totally an important part of the game. Don't get me wrong, but maybe spending too much time in that, you reach that, you know, paralysis through analysis kind of feeling. I think that's a fair, whatever you want to call it, a fair way to size it all up. I don't think it was an indictment on the technology, and certainly not against Tim Hyers or anybody else or any department that the Braves have working hard to try to give good information to the hitters so that they can make the best decisions possible. I think this is just the culmination of 14 months of trying to figure this thing out and seemingly not being able to find the answers, no matter how many times you shake that magic eight ball.
Fuentes first start at home tonight. Higher expectations for him?
Not really. Same expectation is go out there and be competitive. He's got the talent to do it, but is he going to be able to navigate a major league lineup? And if so, how long is the leash for him before you might consider getting some other pitchers involved to cover some of the innings if you're not comfortable with him going more than two times through the lineup? But it's really literally the ball is in his hand. He is a very talented pitcher, but his experience factor, you know, he's definitely getting a baptism by fire up here. The home crowd could be a helpful element of it, but ultimately it's his battle individually with the hitters in the Angels lineup that's going to tell us exactly what he's capable of doing tonight.
Good stuff.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grant.
Again, we said, Grant, that you know, we felt like it couldn't get any worse. Is this like the most, since you've been covering this team, the most snake bit season?
No, I think last year probably still has a slight edge, but this year is catching up quick.
Mm, it is. All right, man, we'll see what happens tonight at the ballpark. Grant, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.